Welcome to our show Tech Explained Quickly. Today we will discuss about why do new computers and PCs don't support old games. So when there were old games in the back 1980s, 1990s, they used 32-bit software, which in now modern day software we use 64-bit Windows and Mac PCs. That's why it doesn't run old games. But that isn't the only reason. They have many more reasons too. They can emulate 32-bit softwares, but a little of them, and it cannot run them properly because they need a special type of code. So none of the 32-bit software can be run on Windows 10 without any virtualization or emulation. And number two, there are some 16-bit software code which cannot completely run on Windows because there is no 16-bit virtualization on Windows 10 on 64-bit software. We have in our 32-bit software of Windows 10, we can run 32-bit and 16-bit software because it has a mode called NTVDM, which is available in every 32-bit software. But Microsoft didn't create it in 64-bit modular. So that's why people use many different types of things, like they create a processor for 32-bit, they download or they download Windows of 32-bit, or they even use virtualization called DOSBox. They use emulation in it so that they can run their old games, but it can slow down their PC and make the game fast. That's it for today. I'm going to meet you in the next episode of Tech Explained Quickly. That's the reasons why old games don't run on new PCs and how can we run them. It's me signing off. Bye-bye.